person wakes up in the middle of the night and wants a drink of water. So technically, what he should do is wash his hands. We don't make a bracha because you're still going to go back to sleep, right? Wash his hands three times, right? Three on each hand, six alternating, right? Right, left, right, left, right, left. Yeah? Okay. And that's because we say that as we sleep. There's a ruach ra on our hands. And that ruach ra, that spirit, whatever it is, goes into whatever food item we touch. That's if it's possible. Let's say it's a wintry night, and he really doesn't have the strength to go out there and go to the well, draw some water, wash his hands. I mean, he doesn't really want to do that. So then there's a Rashba, if I'm not mistaken, that says that he should have in mind, God, I wish I could. I wish I could, or but I can't. And let me quote it to you from the Shulchan Aruch. Just a second. Let's see if I can find it.
Is that the full Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah, this is the Shulchan Aruch. Just a second. Let's see. Where is it? Let me see if I can find it. It's good. We have humor here this year. Okay, I'm not finding it, but it's here somewhere. Not finding it. Sorry. Okay, sorry, I'm not finding it. But at any rate, now, let's say he wakes up in the middle of the night, and we wash our hands for two reasons. One, because of the spirit. Another one is because our hands aren't clean. Our hands scratch ourselves during the night. So then he could rub himself, clean off his hands, and make a blessing. Shakal nevedaro and drink. And he just has to clean his hands to make sure they're clean. Because we say the hands touch all the sweaty parts of our body and scratch ourselves all over. So he could rub his hands. Then he's okay. Technically, some opinions say that we wear pajamas, we don't touch ourselves. But I've noticed that people do touch themselves. Their hands go into their pajamas. I mean, if a person really wanted to, he could go to sleep with gloves. Then his hands don't touch the dirty parts of his body. Some people know that they don't touch themselves. They don't scratch themselves all over at night. And then they could technically rely on this. Shem Hashem. So there is a Kabbalistic opinion that says that you shouldn't say God's name without washing your hands. But we could go with the simple opinion, and that is that you have to have your hands clean for saying Hashem's name. And for that, it's enough that you rub your hands to make sure they're clean. You rub them on a blanket, on a piece of wood, on something.
So saying a bracha at night before you go to sleep, I'm having intention that this bracha is going through all my sleep, and then if I wake up in the middle of the night, I just take a sip because I already have that intention.
Look, I don't know. It says that sleep is a hesech hadas. It says that sleep is considered that you stopped focusing. I don't know what would be the halacha if you go to sleep thinking I'm not stopping to think. I don't know. I want to look it up. I don't think that works, but I have to check. You know, maybe what you heard is right. I don't think so, but I want to check. That's the opposite. There we say, when you went to sleep, you had in mind the fast begins now. So you say, no, the fast isn't beginning now. So then you don't have a sechadat.
So
you're saying...
You wake up and you can't still eat.
That's different. It's not the same. It's not the same. Was there another question? That was it. You guys on this point?
Yeah. No.
Okay, Yehuda.
Just so I understand correctly, if you, I don't know, said a brach on water, fell asleep for 5 minutes and woke up, do you have to say another blessing?
It says, the next volume, right, says, is halacha, you're not allowed to give halachic ruling when your Rebbe is present. So some of the poskim say, when you have the sefer present that says the halacha, you're supposed to look it up before you talk. Because your Rebbe is here, he's the one you learned it from. So see what he said. Maybe you don't remember it. Yeah? So, guys, that's a lesson for all of us. Like, even if we think we know halacha, we know where we learned it, let's look it up. Maybe we don't remember it exactly right. So it says like this, in the laws of benching, so there's halachas of also if someone fell asleep in the middle of the meal. So what blessing he makes, how he makes the blessing, what is that considered a hefsek?
But you 72 minutes, don't you lose the obligation?
Yeah, but he's talking about a guy who slept for 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
Ah,
or
wait,
how can you fall asleep for 10 minutes?
You can't
do it. If they say the bucket.
I won't take that personally.
If you're like sleep for 10 minutes, you don't answer REM rather than deep sleep.
No, I put my head down between classes today and I definitely
didn't answer REM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not called daydreaming?
No, I was out.
I've seen people sleep for me already. Yeah, what about Shavuot? The next morning during Shachar, I was doing Shmones and sleeping. They should be today.
Yeah.
I think the words. Like, I don't know. Like, when I sleep, I mean, obviously, but I notice, like, I wipe my forehead when I sleep. Is that
no. No. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says like this.
Is that a theory that I can't have a drink?
Adam Shiyashan Betoch Sudato, Shnat Arai, Lo Avi Hefsek. If a person fell asleep during the meal, and it was Shnat Arai, passing sleep, so that's not considered a pause for a meal. The same thing is true for prayer. But? Didn't follow?
Saying Megillah.
Could be, I don't know. But I don't remember if this would be the same thing for drinking a cup of water for those brachas. I have to check. I don't remember what would be on fruits. Meaning, if you ate fruits and you paused with sleep, would that be a pause or not? This is where you're in the middle of a meal, set meal, and you fall asleep. I don't know. I don't know what would be with fruits. I have to check. Yeah.
Hey, well, I have something here.
That's where I am. That's what I'm reading. But that's talking about a meal. I don't know what the halacha would be over fruits, because there are different halachot between fruits and a meal that you made a motzi on. I don't know. I have to check. Don't know. Sorry. Okay, next.
So, sorry. So, as it was saying, that when you wake up, maybe not after the night. So, from one to one, can we say rachot before over food and eat it, of course, before Alot HaShachar?
Anytime before Alot HaShachar. Before Alot HaShachar, you can eat.
So, when it's in the morning, it covers up to the morning blessings you say. It covers up to the. Because, like, the way I've learned, you cannot say a blessing if you don't say Brachat HaShachar. Okay? You cannot...
I'm unfamiliar with such a thing.
You cannot eat unless you do Brachat HaShachar.
A guy wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning or at 3 o'clock in the morning before Alot HaShachar, before 90 minutes before sunrise, or before 72 minutes before sunrise. Today's sunrise is... No, that's Alot. No, that's Alot. That's not sunrise. Alot is somewhere around quarter to six. Alot isn't high there. Somewhere around quarter to six. So today it's so today Alot will be 72 minutes before 5:45. That means 4:17. Okay, so that's 90 minutes, I think. So
from 4:19 yesterday this morning and
Alot, right? 5:43. Okay, so. Alot Ashachar is 72 or 90 minutes before Nates, before sunrise. So if you wake up before that, and you want to eat, you could eat.
Therefore my question, so the morning blessing that you said the previous morning, it covers all blessings that you're going to say up to the Ashachar the next day?
That's a good question. It's not really relevant to this point, because this is two different things. I don't know. I'm not familiar. There's a similar thing to what you said about that the first thing you should do is say Birkot HaShachar. It's a way of approaching God, but not in this context.
That's my minhag, sorry. And I should today, this afternoon, we discussed that with the Chum of Menach HaLitman.
I don't know, so ask him.
That we can only drink before Amidah. So we say the Birkot HaShachar.
That's after Alot. After Alot HaShachar, you're not supposed to eat anything.
No, morning blessings. You said morning blessings. And if you want to break fat before the tefillah, you can only drink, not to eat.
That's after Alot HaShachar. Before Alot HaShachar, it's still night.
Okay.
Before Alot HaShachar, it's still the night before. The day hasn't begun. You want to eat, you could eat.
So everything is...
Yeah. On this point or something else? It's close. Okay, anything else on this point?
Yeah.
Look, I'll tell you what, we're short on time, so let's wait. Let's give other guys a chance. And next time is Hashem will explain. Yeah. I don't know the answer to that.
What was the question? I got a question similar to that.
What was the question?
Yeah.
Question similar to that?
No, the halacha says you shouldn't cause them to talk. Halacha says that's why we say savri. We say listen up. But nowadays, right, savri. Why do we say savri? Because wine is always eaten during the meal, drank during the meal. And during the meal, you tell them, guys, listen. Now, really, we shouldn't talk while we eat. It's another halacha. Don't talk while you eat. You might choke. But everyone talks while they eat. So they're busy talking about the Yankees and the Mets and the Netanyahu and who else. But they're all men they can't say because they shouldn't talk while they're eating. So on the one hand, I feel like telling you, make the bracha out loud. They're talking anyways. No one stops talking while they're eating. On the other hand, the halacha does say you shouldn't cause people to talk while they're eating. So what am I going to tell you? I don't know. So I don't know. Sorry. I don't know.
It's just that I'm like, you know, but like my mouth is full of food. It's sort of uncomfortable if somebody says like a bracha out loud.
So don't say amen.
But I feel like you're supposed to say
it. Nope. En misichin betoch suda. You shouldn't talk while you're eating.
Okay, so if somebody just leaves food, just so everything is fine. So you're saying no bracha that high.
Yeah. The reason why Chazal precluded it was because once upon a time, most people didn't know the blessings. One guy would make the blessings for everyone. So they'd bring out a keg of beer, everyone fills their glass, and then he makes the blessing. This guy's in the middle of stuffing the hamburger down his mouth. He's like, that's the problem. So today, people are supposed to be calmer. They should be able to say their own blessings. So they did not know blessings. No. Yeah.
It's not on this topic. But
fine, everyone's off now.